Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, January 21st. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with college basketball. Marquette Golden Eagles have had a thing about overtime. They fell to Butler on the weekend in OT in Indianapolis. And on Monday night, they were in Washington, D.C. to take on the Georgetown Hoyas. The preseason picks for finishing 1-2 in the new Big East Conference have been struggling of late. And Marquette found themselves down 7 with 3 minutes to go. But Todd Mayo's 3 with 6 seconds left tied the game. Golden Eagles score the first 8 points of overtime. Devontae Gardner with 20, and Marquette wins it 80-72. They get to 11-8 now on the season. They are 3-3 in Big East play. Also in the new Big East, number 24 Creighton went into Philadelphia and routed number 5 Villanova 96-68. Ethan Reggie had 27 points for the Blue Jays, all on 3-pointers. He hit 9 from beyond the arc.
It's hard a feeling to describe once you get one going, but you just kind of let it fly and don't think about it and just. You have to shoot it to make it, so just got to let it go.
He let it go. All right, number 11, Kansas beat number 23, Baylor, 78-68. Jayhawks coach Bill Self says we've got it going.
I think our guys have showed some toughness and definitely have played better the last 5 games than probably have over a 5-game stretch all year long.
Nebraska Cornhuskers keep the 15th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes slumping in Lincoln. Huskers with a 68-62 victory. Wisconsin Badgers, after that 16-0 start, have dropped back-to-back games, and they also drop in the polls. Number 8 in the coaches' poll this week, number 9 in the Associated Press. In the Division III national poll, UW-Stevens Point undefeated, still at number 1. Whitewater is 7th, and the St. Norbert Green Knights up another notch. They are number 11 after they have won 11 straight games to get to 13-1. The Green Bay Phoenix have reeled off 10 straight victories. A 4-0 road trip for head coach Brian Wardle's club. They're now 15-3, 5-0 in the Horizon League after 2 tough conference road wins. He says that's a big step.
Win anyway, at any cost, find a way to win, and we found a way. There's a lot we got to get better at. We're not at our best, I don't believe, at all. We need to continue to get better and find ways to improve and keep pushing forward. And I've said it every week, and I'm going to continue to say we can't get comfortable.
Alec Brown certainly wasn't. He had a huge weekend, 47 points in the 2 victories, hit 17 of 22 shots from the floor. A can't-miss weekend.
Yeah, it felt great. I mean, everything was going in, it seemed like, and teammates kept giving me the ball, so everything was just working out.
Brown was named the Horizon League Player of the Week for the 3rd time this season. Kiefer Sykes has won it 5 times. The Green Bay player has won the award 8 times in the 11 weeks so far this season. Phoenix back home hosting Oakland University at the Rush Center on Wednesday night. Busy day in the NBA on Martin Luther King Day. The Dallas Mavericks beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 102-97. Former Milwaukee Buck Monte Ellis with 22 points said we held off the Cavs for a good road win.
I think we have to continue to do what we was doing in the first half, sharing the ball, getting defensive stops to get out. This is the NBA, teams going to make run, but we got to stay together as a team and continue to help one another and try to find ways to win a game like we did tonight.
Los Angeles Clippers beat the Detroit Pistons 112-103. DeAndre Jordan, 16 points, 21 rebounds. Washington over Philadelphia, 107-99. Randy Whitman's Wizards now back at 500 at 20-20, looking to get above water.
It's not a magical thing. I think all of a sudden fairy dust is going to fall on us. If we get over 500, we're not going to lose another game. So, we just got to continue to play the right way. That's all I want them to do.
Charlotte Bobcats beat the Toronto Raptors 100-95. Al Jefferson, 22 points, 19 boards. Another ex-Buck with a big game. Roman Sessions, 23 points in 20 minutes.
Judge a little different, when you're getting more minutes. In those 20 minutes, I can do a little bit more, with less time. But in those extra minutes, I got to, take my time and, get guys involved and then, look for my shot at the same time.
Brooklyn Nets at Madison Square Garden beat the New York Knicks 103-80. Joe Johnson with 25. Jason Kidd's club has won 7 of their last 8.
Yeah, for by those guys in that locker room, they believe in that they can play both sides of the ball. They've been doing it at a high level of late, and we just got to keep building on it, look at what we can get better at, But the guys in that locker room executed the game plan.
New Orleans Pelicans get 27 from Anthony Davis and beating Memphis 95-92. Paul Millsap had 26 as Atlanta beat Miami 121-114 despite 30 from LeBron James. The Heat have lost three of their last five but played the last two without Dwayne Wade. Chicago Bulls beat the Los Angeles Lakers 102-100 in overtime. It was Taj Gibson hitting the layup at the overtime buzzer.
I knew Kelly was going to try to make an attempt on the basketball, but when the lane opened, I just saw Joey Meeks, and he was right there trying to get it, and I just held him off and just put it off the backboard.
It was Houston scoring 71 points in the first half to beat Portland 126-113. Chandler Parsons with 31, and the Indiana Pacers out west beat the Golden State Warriors 102-94. All five Pacers in double figures for head coach Frank Vogel says that's a tough place to play and win.
I'm glad we only got to play here once a year. Because their fans really get behind them, and they got a great basketball team, very well coached. And I was just proud of our guys for competing and doing the best job we could with their great scorers, holding them to 40% shooting, let them get too many three-point attempts and three-point makes.
In the National Hockey League, the New York Islanders beat the Philadelphia Flyers 4-3 in a shootout. Kyle Okposo ties it late in regulation and gets the winning shootout goal. Boston over the LA Kings 3-2. It was Florida 5, Pittsburgh 1. St. Louis Blues at Joe Louis Arena beat the Detroit Red Wings by a score of 4-1. Barrett Jackman says that's an impressive win for the NHL's third best team.
It was good. I thought we had a full team effort, at least for the first 2.5 periods. And Detroit put a lot of pressure on the last 10 minutes, and we're skating well the last 10. But first, 50 minutes, I thought we, played a very sound, smart, very aggressive style of game.
Nashville beat Dallas 4-1. It was Toronto 4, Phoenix 2, San Jose over Calgary 3-2. Calgary Flames and Vancouver Canucks were involved in a wild game on Saturday night, and the NHL has lowered the boom, suspending Vancouver coach John Tortorella 15 days. He'll miss 6 games after he tried to enter the Calgary locker room in the first intermission. The league also fined Calgary coach Bob Hartley $25,000 for his role in an opening face-off brawl. When the puck was dropped, the gloves were thrown down, and before a second ticked off the clock, 142 penalty minutes were called in that game, a scene right out of Slapshot. NFL news and notes. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the days of the extra point could be numbered. Tells the NFL Network kicking a PAT after touchdowns could be eliminated from the game to keep things lively. And go for two. Goodell explains the extra point nearly automatic these days. Seattle and Denver winning conference championship games on Sunday, advancing to Super Bowl 48. Seahawks defensive back Richard Sherman says he never meant to be a distraction. Created quite a storm when he called out 49er receiver Michael Crabtree in a post-game interview on the field with Aaron Andrews Sunday. On Monday, Sherman says he didn't mean to attack Crabtree with his remarks. San Francisco 49er linebacker Navarro Bowman will have to undergo major surgery after tearing his ACL and MCL in that loss on Sunday on a goal line play. Gruesome knee injury could cause him to miss much of next year. Tight end Vernon Davis cleaning out his locker on Monday, anxious for next year, trying to make it back to the conference title game for a fourth consecutive season.
I think if we can keep everybody together, majority of the guys that we have here now, we will have a good shot at making it again.
Then New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick calling out his former receiver Wes Welker, now of the Denver Broncos. He says a pick play that knocked Pat's cornerback Aqib Talib out of the game with an injury was not an accident.
I think it's a deliberate play by the receiver to take out Aqib. No attempt to get open. And I'll let the league handle the discipline on that play. It's not for me to decide, but it's one of the worst plays I've seen.
Then the Milwaukee Brewers have bringing back Lyle Overbay. Signed a minor league contract with the Brewers after hitting .240 with 14 home runs for the New York Yankees last season. Overbay spent the 2004 and 5 seasons in Milwaukee. His 53 doubles in 2004, still a franchise record. Overbay will compete with Mark Reynolds, signed over the weekend, and Juan Francisco for the first base job now that Corey Hart has left via free agency to the Seattle Mariners. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.